Good morning, beautiful church family, and good morning to those on Zoom and those tuning in later on. We pray a lot in this church, so let's pray again as we go into the part of our service that's the sermon. So, Lord, we acknowledge that you are here. You are with us. And Jesus, you promised to always be with us, even unto the end of the age, and that includes right now. So, Lord, help us tune our ears to your voice. Tune our hearts to be still in your presence. We look to you, hungry, thirsting for more, more of you. We just invite you and welcome you, as we have already been doing, to continue. Have your way in us. We surrender to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, come. All right, so we have the pleasure today of wrapping up our six-week series called Psalms of Gratitude and Thanksgiving. And as you can see from your handouts, today we're looking at Psalm 136. And we're going to be engaging with this psalm in two different ways. So the first way is I'm going to read it aloud, and I invite you to follow along on your handout. And you can see that the verses are grouped in eight different sections. So as you listen to this psalm, I'd like to invite you to listen to the Lord. Notice God's nudges in your heart. Perceive the Holy Spirit's promptings, and recognize your reflections. Psalm 136, and this is in the New International Version. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever, and gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever, an inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever, and freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. So this psalm is known in Judaism as the Great Hallel, or Great Praise. And Eastern Orthodox Christians call this psalm polyelios, which means many mercies. It is a great hymn of praise that celebrates the Lord and his love for people from eternity past, through creation and human history, to eternity future. And in the 26 verses of this psalm, the phrase, His love endures forever, is repeated 26 times, which is what I've called this sermon. And we also see this exact same phrase in 1 Chronicles 16, when King David was establishing worship in the tabernacle, or the tent of meeting, with the Ark of the Covenant residing in the Holy of Holies. David gave instructions to the priests on giving burnt offerings and thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. So let's exercise our imaginations to consider those who lived in the time period when the Book of Psalms was written, approximately 1,000 years before Christ. When we read summaries in Scripture, I don't know about you, but I tend to forget that those people would have had personal, community, local, national, and international struggles just like we do. In every time and place, people face similar challenges because no matter what the circumstances are, we all struggle. People who lived thousands of years ago would have experienced family problems, as some just prayed and spoke about, financial difficulties, health issues, political intrigues, wars and rumors of war, and acts of God. Now try to imagine, what if the psalmist, King David, had written line after line about the problems he was facing without continuously remembering that God's love endures forever? It would have been a completely different kind of song, probably quite depressing. But this psalm calls to us in every single verse to remember God's love endures forever. And in this psalm, we're encouraged and reminded to look at creation. Just one glimpse at any part of God's beautiful creation can lift our spirits from despair to hope. Looking at my tree-hugging friend over here. It's so true, because when we do that, we remember that the God who made all that there is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. It always helps me when I got the blues. We all get the blues. Go outside, look at the sky, look at a flower, look at a cat. Everything that God made is good, and it lifts our spirits when we remember He made it all and He is over all. Nothing is too hard for Him. And also in this psalm, in addition to being reminded to look at creation, we're also encouraged and reminded to remember the times when God has intervened in our lives and in the lives of those who have gone before us. How easily we forget. And it made me think of the opening verse of Psalm 147 that says, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him." So God invites us to pour our hearts out to Him at all times, but not by dwelling on the difficulties. So this psalm contains one among several models in Scripture that teach us how to pray. We are invited to adore God and to remember God's hesed. That's a beautiful Hebrew word, variously translated. So if you read Psalm 136 in a bunch of translations, you'll see a bunch of different words that the English is translated into. So here's some of them. God's love, loving kindness, loving devotion, mercy, goodness, kindness, great mercy, steadfast love, charity. This Hebrew word, chesed, speaks of mutual benevolence, mercy, or pity between people, devotional piety of people towards God, and the grace, favor, or mercy of God towards people. So I've chosen to use the NIV rendering of this word today, which is simply love, as we know, God's love endures forever. But what if we don't always believe that God's love endures forever? What if we don't always feel the urge to praise Him and declare that? Now, if we're honest, we'll all recognize that we have days and seasons and years, sometimes decades, when we can't see or feel God's love, God's presence, or God's power. We might feel like our situation will never change, and possibly it won't. We do not know what God will or won't do. But whether we feel triumphant or defeated, whether we feel faith-filled or doubting, whether we feel confident or wavering, God is ever-present with us and sits with us in our situations and circumstances, our satisfactions and sorrows, our celebrations and sufferings. So in the times when we feel overwhelmed, we can remember Jesus and we can remember the saints who have gone before. In Matthew 26, 36 to 39, it tells us, Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And remembering one of the saints who have gone before us, a 2007 article from Time magazine reveals that Mother Teresa's letters, many of them preserved against her wishes, after her passing a whole decade earlier, these letters showed that for the last nearly half century, 50 years of her life, she felt no presence of God whatsoever. Jesus surrendered in the garden. Mother Teresa persevered. God is calling to us today, and I'm so encouraged. We've already sung songs. I didn't know. It's such a confirmation of the Spirit. Jesus is calling us to surrender again today, allow Him. I looked up a new verse that I had not included. I just love the way this is rendered in Luke 20. Let's see if I can find it now. I can't find it. All right, so it basically says, the person who falls on the rock, which is Christ, will be broken, but the person on whom the rock falls will be crushed. So surrendering to God is going to feel like, oh, we're being broken, and we will be. But the alternative is to be crushed. God doesn't want to crush us. He wants to break us and make us new so that He can pour us out as life to others. So God is calling us today to surrender all to Him, to persevere in faith by remaining faithful to Christ. So I want to take a step back from today's psalm for a moment and look at the book of Psalms as a whole. So the biblical book that we call the Psalms is called that because it's in the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures. It's called psalmoi, which means instrumental music, and by extension, the words accompanying the music. So the Psalms were written not just as poems for reciting, but as songs for singing. Each of the Psalms is an anthem of adoration or a prayer of petition to be sung by the community of faith, both in private devotions and in corporate worship. So isn't it mind-blowing to think that God's people have been singing the Psalms for about 3,000 years? Many Christian churches today not only read but sing the Psalms as part of the worship service. And by singing the Psalms, we are united in worship in the kingdom of God, along with the departed saints and the angels in heaven. This song of worship goes forever and ever, as I said earlier, from eternity past to the present to eternity future. We cannot even imagine. So you've probably already guessed that the second way we're going to engage with this psalm today is we're going to sing it together. Now, I've borrowed the melody for this particular psalm from versions that I found online in both Russian and Greek Orthodox liturgies. So if you do look this up online, that you just need to know that in the Eastern Orthodox Church, the psalms are numbered a little bit differently. So this is Psalm 135 in the Eastern Orthodox and Psalm 136 in the Western, you know, in our Bibles that we use. So for me, it brings me great comfort to know that not only we're singing these psalms that have been sung for 3,000 years, but this actual melody we're about to sing has been sung for hundreds and hundreds of years and is being sung in churches all over the world today. Sisters and brothers in Christ have been singing this psalm to this melody, recounting the wonderful things that God has done and remembering that His love endures forever. So as I said earlier, it bears repeating, Psalm 136 is a great hymn of praise that celebrates the Lord and His love for people from eternity past through creation and human history to eternity future. Now, some parts of this psalm, I admit, may be easier to understand than others, especially the historical details which might elude us. But the Lord is inviting us to bring, we can bring as we sing this psalm, everything that is weighing us down, whether it's family problems, financial difficulties, health issues, political intrigues, wars and rumors of wars and acts of God. And the Lord is inviting us to lay all of these things down at the feet of Christ Jesus as we pour out our hearts to Him in song. So in just a few minutes, we're going to sing this psalm. And another confirmation, I had written this into my sermon, we're going to have a time of waiting on the Lord. So waiting on the Lord is a practice very common in Vineyard churches in which we set aside time deliberately during our services to dial down, to listen to the Holy Spirit. So as we wait in expectancy and faith and openness, as already has happened today, but there's going to be another opportunity, the Holy Spirit may bring to your mind a scripture, a prophetic word, an image, a vision, an inkling, a tiny thought, a prayer, an encouragement. 1 Corinthians 14:26 in the Message says, when you gather for worship, each one of you be prepared with something that will be useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. And I want to encourage you, if you have any of these things pass through your mind, we are focused on the Lord. We've invited the Holy Spirit. Even if you have something that you're not confident, whether it's from the Lord or not, with humility and with boldness, I encourage you to share with the rest of us what it is that the Lord has showed you. Because in the kingdom of God, nothing is wasted. Nothing. And you are beautiful. You are created in God's image. And He created us with physical and spiritual ears to hear His voice. The Lord is present. God loves to give good gifts to us when we ask. So we're asking again, Lord, come, Holy Spirit. So my last instruction before we sing, you're welcome to try singing the entire psalm, or you may want to just sing the repeated line, His love endures forever, because those words and the melody are identical in all 26 verses. Okay, so your handout has the text of the scripture in the NIV, and I've done it word for word. There's one little change, and that is at the end of every line, so 52 lines, at the end of every line, we're going to sing Alleluia, which is how the Orthodox Church sings it. So it sounds like this, Alleluia. So you're saying every syllable, Alleluia. All right, so we're going to sing that 52 times. And immediately after we sing Psalm 136, we will wait in stillness before the Lord and listen to the Holy Spirit. And it's during that time that you're invited to share what the Lord puts on your heart. And if you are feeling like you want to pray with someone else, slip out of your seat, come to the front, and someone will pray and listen to the Lord with you. So are you ready to go? So we're going to stand up, because this is how they sang for thousands of years. We sing standing up. We're going to sing before the Lord. So please sing wholeheartedly. We can all join together and follow the words on your paper. All right, let's go.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Alleluia. His love endures forever. Alleluia. Give thanks to the God of gods. Alleluia. His love endures forever. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. Alleluia. His love endures forever. Alleluia. To him who alone does great wonders. Alleluia. His love endures forever. Alleluia.
Forever, hallelujah.
saw me into the Red Sea, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
To him who led his people through the wilderness, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
To him who struck down great kings, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
Killed mighty kings, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
Sihon, king of the Amorites, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia. His love endures forever, alleluia.
And gave the land as an inheritance, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
An inheritance to his servant Israel, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
He remembered us in our low estate, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
And freed us
His love endures forever, alleluia.
He gives food to every creature, alleluia.
His love endures forever, alleluia.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures.